Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Everybody always talks about the birds and the bees, but what about the broccoli and the bees? Or the Brussels sprouts and the butterflies? Or the watermelon and the wasps? How flowers get fertilized is an important part of the natural life cycle. But why do some crops need pollinated and some don't? And why are some trees laden with berries, but not every tree? I'm looking at you, cedar and ginkgo. Let's talk about the biology between male and female flower mechanics, and how they can be different among plant species. The most important distinction between male and female flower parts is that the pistil, the female parts of the plant, lead to egg cells, seeds, and even fruit. This is why having female plants and pollinators is crucial to developing fruit. The male portion of the flower is the stamen, and that leads to pollen and, unfortunately, allergies. However, there are plants that are self-pollinating, due to them having complete flowers that contain male and female reproductive systems. Usually, fertilization is what leads to fruit development, when the pollen connects to the ovule inside the ovary. The ovule is what becomes the seed, which is what this process is really all about. However, surrounding it is the ovary, the section at the base of the flower, which is what we care about. The development of that ovary is what leads to different types of fruits. If the ovule is the seed, then basically everything around it becomes the fruit we eat. Typically, this is the ovary, but can sometimes include the surrounding parts. Apples and pears have cores that come from ovaries, but the fleshy part is from the base and sides of the flower, called the hypanthium. There are also occurrences of fruits forming without fertilization, or even failed fertilization that leads to diminished and sterile seeds, like in seedless watermelon and grapes. All of that to say, some plants have both male and female flower parts. Some have one or the other, and some have them in separate types of flowers on the same plant. This is why some fruit production recommends pollinators or bees, because some fruits don't have the means to fertilize their own parts. Most berries are self-fruiting, but many benefit from pollination to increase yield. Although they may have all the necessary plant parts, a hive of bees can put in a lot of work for pollination. Fruits that need pollination include elderberries, pears, apples, and sweet cherries, but not sour cherries. There are some varieties that are the exceptions. Stella Sweet Cherry can self-pollinate, as can Golden Delicious Apples. The ability for fruit to self-pollinate is in the genetics, but sometimes plant breeding is needed to bring out recessive traits. So that's how the blueberries and the bees work. May your orchards be the better for it. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.